For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Portrait pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Big news there on Brandon Ayuk requesting a trade. We'll definitely get back to that. But the bigger news right now is Paul Skenes starting for the National League in the All-Star game. Let's bring on our friend Michael McHenry. He's on the Sullivan Super Service Fan Hotline, Pittsburgh's trusted plumbing and HVAC provider for over 50 years. Michael, this has just happened so fast with Paul Skenes. 11 starts in, he's starting the All-Star game. I remember talking to you back in spring training. If I would have told you, even as a guy who knows the game the way you do and who saw Skenes, that this would happen this quickly, would you have been surprised back then?
I don't think I would have. I mean, I definitely didn't expect what he's doing. It's unprecedented, but this guy was ready from the get-go. I mean, I said it last year. A lot of people thought it was crazy. You could have put him right in the big leagues. That's the way his stuff graded out. And then you put together the makeup, the understanding of the game and himself. I think that's probably the most impressive thing I've seen is his understanding of who he is. The self-evaluation is just remarkable. I mean, he goes out there and he understands what he's trying to do, how he's trying to do it. He makes adaptions on the fly, and usually it takes guys weeks, if not months, to figure that out. Some guys it takes years. Now, at the end of the day, it's just this guy shows up, and you don't know what he's going to do. You don't know how he's going to attack guys. He just goes out there and pitches and competes and has nasty stuff.
Well, there is no question he has nasty stuff. And I ask you this because this is one of the topics we've been discussing. Could Major League Baseball, Bruce Bochy, and everybody else involved have screwed this up more by not having Aaron Judge bat in the top three spots in the American League lineup to guarantee that we get to see Skenes against Judge? Now, I mean, obviously he's the fourth hitter, so it could happen, but what other at-bat do you want to see in tonight's game other than probably the premier power arm against the premier power bat?
Yeah, I mean, there is always a chance, but at the end of the day, I'd rather them see each other in playoffs. I don't want to give Judge
any chance. Yeah, but let me say this. In the playoffs, he's going to have to pitch to him. He's actually going to have to try and make pitches. In a game like this that doesn't matter, we could just see Skenes rear back and throw 102 and say to Judge, go ahead, see if you can hit this. That's what we want to see.
Yeah, and here's the reality with Skenes is he's using this as an opportunity to learn and grow. He's going to use it to his advantage. So even though most guys go out there and just pump Chet, I think he's going to pitch. I think he's going to go out and try to punch their tickets, set a precedence of who he is and what they are to expect moving forward, and he's going to try to learn something. He may fiddle around a little bit, try to learn something on these guys. So there's no telling what he's going to do. He's got a game plan. He's going to stick to it unless he has to deviate, but this guy's a special breed.
If you were the catcher and Judge was coming up, so it's you and Skenes working in lockstep, Michael, would you call for three straight fastballs? Would that, if he said, hey, what do you think I should throw this guy? Or would you want the splinker in there? I mean, the splinker is kind of, even though the guy out in Minnesota was throwing this, this has become Skenes' signature pitch. I would want to throw the splinker to have everybody in America talking about that pitch, too, at least once. What would you do?
I'd throttle him. I'd go hard splinker. I'd throw the breaking ball at him. I would try to get him uncomfortable as all get out. The only thing with Judge is, and I've said this time and time again, is most guys don't understand what up is with the fastball, what down is with a pitch. This guy's so big, a lot of times they think up is up, but it's not because he's 6'8". So he's a different breed. I think Skenes probably looked into all the numbers and everything else and knows how he wants to attack him, and it just depends on what he does after that first fastball or splinker he throws.
What are your thoughts on the way that baseball over the course of, I don't know, the last 10 years especially, has begun to treat all of these pitchers like they have glass arms with all of these rest programs and skipping starts and doing this? And the bottom line is, and we've read all the articles, there's no guarantee, number one, that you're going to, you know, protect anybody, because you're going to be, you're going to get injured if you're going to get injured. And two, there's no evidence that all of that stuff is actually like protecting pitchers' arms as injuries are up. What are your thoughts on all that?
I think it's a lot of people trying to justify their job. A lot of guys that are smarter than their own good. A lot of guys that don't want to get guys hurt and try to protect them. I think the intention is good. I think the execution's been really poor, obviously. And we're all human beings, right? I had two season-ending knee surgeries in the major leagues. It would have changed my life if I didn't have those two surgeries. Both of them were genetic-based. I had two tilted meniscus. There's nothing we could have done about it. One day they were going to tear because I was going to make a movement I couldn't help. And then I tore my ACL after I got done playing. I landed on my toe. I didn't twist it. The thing shattered like confetti. So the reality of it is life is imperfect. We're imperfect. And things are going to happen.
Michael froze on the screen. Look at that shot of Michael, Paul. Frozen in mid-sentence. Very sad. Hopefully we'll get him back in a moment here. I'm with you on that.
Right.
As far as like we talked about, guys being predisposed to injury or not. I just refuse to believe that saving innings here and there is going to extend your career or prevent a major injury. It doesn't really make sense to me. In fact, the opposite makes sense to me, which is that if guys threw more at a younger age, you would build up your arm.
Yeah.
That makes sense. Maybe for others it doesn't. I don't know. But again, the bottom line is people who get paid a lot of money to preserve what are essentially the quarterbacks of Major League Baseball have failed miserably because there's a pitching epidemic right now, a pitcher injury epidemic. So they've all failed. That much I do know. Not sure I know the answers any better than anybody else. But I do know the people paid to provide them have failed miserably. Correct?
There's no question. I don't know how you could even make the argument otherwise, Joe. Is there an argument to be made otherwise?
I don't think.
Because, you know, if we're really looking at the numbers, if we're looking at the numbers, and shouldn't we be at a point where those injuries are rapidly declining? Right? And they're not. So maybe, just maybe, all of these smartest guys in the room types, you know, maybe they need to stand aside for a little bit and just sort of take a real close, hard look at what is it that we're doing that's not working. And my thing is, these pitchers, you build them up. If they've got the kind of body type or in their body that is not, you know, is not predisposed to getting injured and all that other stuff, they're going to be okay. And if they do, you can have all the rest programs for you want. You can have them sit out. You can do. Correct me if I'm wrong, but didn't the Nationals shut down Strasburg in a season where they went to the playoffs?
Yes.
Right? I mean, you can do all the things you want to do, and the guy's going to get hurt. It's just like in football. You know, there are some running backs who are incredibly durable, who, you know, play 4, 5, 6 seasons and they run for 300 carries or 350 carries a season and they don't have any issues. And then there are some guys who are, you know, seemingly hurt every other game.
Part of it's being, I think, predisposed. The other part is just random luck. Random luck.
Yeah.
We're working on Michael McHenry in the meantime. Limits. We have the Brandon Ayuk situation. He's requested a trade. We're going to get to that in a moment. Also, if you can go to usatoday.com, Tiger Woods with a very, very pointed response. Colin Montgomery.
Yeah, of all people.
Was asked about Tiger and, you know, is it time for him to retire? Right? And Montgomery said this, aren't we there? I'd have thought we were past there. There's a time for all sportsmen to say goodbye, but it's very difficult to tell Tiger it's time to go. We're going to hear in a moment what Tiger said about that. But is that fair of Colin Montgomery? Paul, is he right?
Here's the thing. It's one thing if it's a team sport, Joe, and you're killing your team.
Yeah.
You could say whatever you want to say about him. I think he probably should step away because he can't walk anymore. He can barely put any, you know what I mean? He can't walk for four straight days anymore. By the same token, people still want to see him. They still listen. Think about, you know, even in this last U.S. Open, you know, or the first day, he had a couple of, like, shots where it was like, wow, that's the old Tiger. There are still a lot of people that want to see him. So he's not hurting anybody. You know, he's not. I don't like seeing him play like now. It actually is painful to watch him play because he's so bad. But I'm just telling you, you know.
I want to see him play, but we'll hear what he had to say because it was very pointed back at Colin Montgomery. But I believe Michael McHenry is back. Michael, you're in the middle of an answer there. Apologize, please pick it up wherever you left off.
You know what's funny is my phone overheated, so it's kind of like a pitcher, I guess, since we were talking about that.
Should have been on a heat count.
Yeah. The reality of it is I think the eye test still plays. I think the understanding, but when you have agents involved, you have baseball personnel involved, you have fans involved, you have coaches involved, there's a lot of people speculating, and whether they have an understanding or not, I think is, you know, going to be seen in the future. But I think each individual has their own path forward and they can set their limits. I always say you can't put a lion in a cage. You have to let them go out, roam and eat and try to figure it out. And nobody knows their threshold until you get there. So I think too often we put a governor on these guys and they don't even know where their limit is or where it could be. And I think that changes week to week with mobility, with movement, with circumstance, with emotion. There's a lot that goes into it that's not talked about.
Yeah. I mean, that was my whole point. So, you know, now you look at the Pirates, you know, we're talking about pitching a little bit. Michael, when you look at the fact that they've got all these guys getting healthy now, all these guys coming back, Marco Gonzalez is back now. You know, obviously Jared Jones will be out for a few weeks, but eventually he'll get back. You know, you got Bednar back. I mean, you've got all these guys back. Does it make somebody like a Perez or like even like a Chapman or both? Does it make them a little more expendable in terms of trading to try and maybe improve your offense a little bit, you know, going up to the trade deadline?
Yeah, I think everybody could be on the block for the most part. I mean, there's certain guys that are probably untouchable. Yeah, I think that's why you go out and get those guys. I mean, you see what happened with Chapman. He got an all-star for Kansas City, you know, last year from Texas. So you never know. You know, there's a lot of teams in need for that, you know, late inning bullpen arm and a reliable starter. I think with Gonzalez coming back, Perez, and then Falter coming back eventually in the near future, you have a lot of lefties that are going to be fighting for the same job. You may push one at the bullpen and have that long relief role. I think Ortiz has kind of proven that he's going to be a starter from this point forward, or at least I hope so. But yeah, you have a great problem when it comes to pitching right now. And you have some up and coming arms, you know, in the minor leagues that are right at the cusp of getting to the big leagues that are showing that they got the stuff. Can they have the wherewithal to do it? So, yeah, it's a good situation for the Buccos going to the second half.
Michael McHenry on the Sullivan Super Service fan hotline. So I asked Shelty this question today, Michael. If he could upgrade one area of his team, what would it be? And he said flat out what everybody's been saying, a bat. Do you think the Pirates will make a minor move or a major one, or none at all when it comes to helping their offense? Do you think they need a big bat still?
I think any upgrade they can get to make their team better. And I think they will make a move. I don't know how significant it'd be, but hopefully it's a controllable piece. We have a ton of assets. You know, we've kind of stacked those guys when it comes to the draft and different trades over the last 4 or 5 years. We haven't done any big moves since Sherrington came in. So I expect something. I don't expect a rental. I do expect something that maybe can be withstandable for the next 2 to 3 years, maybe a bad contract or something. We will see, but I'm excited to see. And I think there's a lot of guys on our team that are trending in a good direction that could have a huge second half, which would really help boost our offense. Because that's another thing we don't talk about. Internally, we have some guys that, you know, most certainly should pick it up based on their past and should kind of withstand or maybe rise above where they were last year in the second half.
Yeah, I mean, I think that the fact that they did get to 500, though, even before they make a move, You know, it suggests that they're really not that far away, doesn't it? It really suggests that this is a team, I know, because we've heard for the entire first half, well, this isn't the team that should go for it because they're not really that close. I'm not saying you got to go all in and, you know, unload all of your bullets from the minor leagues and trades and things, but you can't tell me that they're that far away that you shouldn't at least look at it as if we just make our offense a little bit better, we can get there. And so I think that's going to be a very, very interesting thing to watch over the next couple of weeks with this team, isn't it? Whether or not they're willing to go out and do something.
I mean, here's the reality. Paul Skeens, Jared Jones, Mitch Keller, Colin Holderman, Bednar, Chapman. There's nobody on the planet wants to see that, you know, in a playoff series. Nobody. I mean, that is a fact. I mean, Paul Skeens hasn't lost a game, knock on wood, in his major league career. Keller's pitching like an all-star. Jones looks like another version of Strider. So you're talking about three bona fide aces that you do not want to see that will give you innings and probably get you in that six to get to Holderman, to get to Chapman, to get to Bednar. So I don't think anybody on the planet in Major League Baseball doesn't see our team as a scary, scary team to get in the playoffs. And if we're hot at the right time, even with the team we have, we've seen the offense jump off at times. But yeah, I do think finding some upgrades defensively and offensively would really help.
Michael, we appreciate the time, man. Enjoy the game tonight. You think we will see Judge and Skeens, and by what means will we see it?
I hope so, but if not, I hope Soto grounds into a double play just because he's talking smack and said, oh, I will make sure Judge gets up there, and Skeens walks one and then uses that splinker and grounds him out into double play.
You know what would be the best theater? Paul Zeiss here talked about it. If Skeens gets two outs, Soto comes to the plate, he points to Soto and says, go ahead down to first base, and then pitches to Judge. That would be unbelievable.
I love it. Why not? Why not?
Why not?
That's what All-Star Game's all about.
Yes. Thank you, Michael.
Thank you. God bless, guys.
All right, we'll see you.
Michael McHenry does great work.
Oh, yeah.
He's just
and Stephen Brault are really good together on TV.
They're fantastic the way they break down the game. Let's hear Tiger's response here. Out at the Open, Colin Montgomery recently was very pointed when he said, basically, Tiger's already past the point of where he should retire. Can we just say, he's done? Here's what Tiger had to say in response to that from Colin Montgomery.
As a past champion, I'm exempt until I'm 60. Colin's not. He's not a past champion, so he's not exempt. So he doesn't get the opportunity to make that decision. I do.
Let's hear it again. That was so good. Paul, that's tremendous stuff. He's not a past champion.
You make the decision when you decide.
Well, as a past champion, I'm exempt until I'm 60. Colin's not. He's not a past champion, so he's not exempt. So he doesn't get the opportunity to make that decision. I do.
I love that answer.
That's tremendous. Wait. Can I give you a little update?
On what?
You'll love this.
Yes.
So there's Ingrid Andress. Remember we were talking about the terrible...
The anthem
singer.
Yes.
She just posted on Twitter, and I went through and I made sure it's her verified account. It's her. I'm not going to BS, y'all. I was drunk last night. I'm checking my switch. Go ahead. Yes.
Play her anthem in the background as Paul reads this, if you have it.
Yes, I got it. Ready? I'm not going to BS y'all. I was drunk last night. I'm checking myself into a facility today to get the help I need.
Oh, boy.
That was not me last night. I apologize to MLB, all the fans in this country I love so much for that rendition. I'll let you know how rehab is. I hear it's super fun.
Wow.
I don't know how to take that.
At first, I thought that was funny, and then it became very unfunny.
But did it?
Well, she's going to rehab.
Yeah, but she says, I'll let you know how it is. I hear it's super fun. That's just kind of
that took a bad turn.
It did, but then
every
it
sentence.
It did, but then it did.
But she's trying to play it off as, you know, a little comedy at the end.
Do you
but...
think that she's really going to do that? That's the thing.
Well, we'll see how it plays out. In the meantime,
what?
If you get Here's that assignment and you're hammered for it, you might have a problem.
Maybe, but my point is, when I read the last one, when I read the last sentence, that to me was sort of a, I don't know, I don't know that she's being super serious here.
Well, okay. If it's true, all good right, for
we'll,
her.
We'll find out.
It,
I'll let honest. You all know how rehab is. I hear it's super fun. What does that mean?
I don't know.
That's my point.
I don't know what to say on this
now
at this
I
point.
Now I feel bad.
Why do you feel bad?
Because she might be headed to rehab.
I have a problem here. Like, is she addressed?
Or she might, Paul's suggesting she might be putting us all on.
Right. I mean,
I don't
know. These Hollywood celebs and everything else, going to rehab for them is like a, you know, it's like a brand accelerator for them. It's all part of, you know, that's part of that culture and lifestyle. So here's the thing. If this were.
They're addicts like anybody else.
They are. But my point is, if you say to me, Paul, I've got a drinking problem, I'm going to go to rehab.
Yes.
That means something completely different to me than when I hear some Hollywood star, because again, normal people go to rehab, you know what I mean? But out there, some go to rehab because they actually want to get clean. Some go, it's because it's almost like I said, it's like a brand type thing. It's good for their brand to you know, oh, I'm going to go to rehab. And out there as well, it in some ways, because of the culture and lifestyle and in Hollywood and other places, I just don't know that it's 100% always, you know, I'm going there because I want to get clean.
Well, I would say the same thing's true, you know, around the corner. Some people just go because they're told to go, because things
because
like that.
Because they have to go. I'm saying you and I sitting here, I know you. If you said to me, or if City Limits said to me that they were going to rehab, or someone said to me, I'm going to go to rehab, I'd be like, man, you know, I hope everything works out well for you. I hope that, you know, you're able to get the help that you need. But these Hollywood types, I don't even know what it means most of the time when they say they're going to rehab. That's all I'm saying.
Why is she? Okay. I don't want to go too far down that road. Why is she a Hollywood type? She's
whatever.
A singer.
Whatever. They're all the same to me. Hollywood singers, you know, people that live in that celeb lifestyle. Put it that way.
Plenty of politicians live that lifestyle. Well, would you agree with that?
I would agree with that, too. And that's I would agree with that. That's why when I hear a politician says he's going to rehab, I don't know what that means either.
All right. Let's get back to the Pirates trade deadline. I don't know what to say.
Yeah, I'm just saying that I gave you the update.
All right, how about this? Let's get to Brandon Ayuk here.
She claims that she was drunk, is what I'm saying to you.
Well, I don't think that's a stretch if we saw the performance.
Okay, I mean, that's fine. I'm just saying it. She claims that she was drunk, so that's why she's, you know, she...
Did I do the text line yet?
I think I still owe one of my new flows. You skipped me.
Both of those are correct.
Yeah, you skip.
Fan Twitter brought to you by South Hills Kia Peters Township. Visit them at southhillskia.net. Text line brought to you by Edgar Snyder & Associates, personal injury law firm, where they always say there's never a fee unless we get money for you. We'll be right back. We want you back to talk more Pirates and Pittsburgh sports. Heart disease kills one person every 33 seconds. Schedule a heart checkup at UPMC today. And yes, the hotline presented by Sullivan Super Service, Pittsburgh's trusted plumbing and HVAC provider for over 50 years. Brandon Ayuk has requested a trade. Does that mean something to you, Paul? Should it mean, has this story changed? It has for me.
Yeah.
I'm not saying it'll happen necessarily, but that's a big step.
I think we should talk about it for sure.
We'll talk about that next.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
50-minute mark on The Fan, brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Jeep Dodge, Route 19, Peters Township, celebrating 50 years in the South Hills. What's Cooking, brought to you by your local Geico rep, Tim Hester.
Thank you, Mr. Hester.
Very kindly. Fan weather. Chevy's summer drive at Sun Chevrolet, up to $7,500 in rebates, terms and conditions at sunchevy.com. High 90 today with sunny skies. The Brandon Ayuk news, to me, changes a lot. Let's do that in 30 seconds or less, and then a prediction on the game tonight. He wants to be traded. That's a shift in this story. Doesn't mean he will be, but the fact that he wants to be, I think the Niners eventually are going to oblige him, but I think it'll be to Washington so he can be with his buddy, Jaden Daniels.
Paul. Yeah, well, I mean, I think we've all known that he was going to be traded. So this changes from the standpoint of now, you know, he's basically now put his foot in the ground and said that, you know, I want to get out of here now, get rid of me, trade me, and they're probably going to have to oblige. But I agree. I don't know that this necessarily makes it more or less likely that he comes to the Steelers. I think there are going to be other teams that are going to be involved. And again, I have to see the Steelers give a guy $30 million, give a receiver $30 million before I believe it's going to happen. And that's what it's going to take to sign him.
Yeah, I mean, that's the key. And would you give up a first-round pick, yes or no?
I would, if I would, but I don't know that I would give up the first-round pick and, you know, say three- or four-year deal for $30 million a year, because I'm viewing it as we are going to have to get a quarterback in the next year or two.
Yeah, I would. I'd give up a first-round pick. All right,
quickly. I'd definitely give up a first-round pick. I just don't know that I want to pay him that much money.
Well, if you're going to get him, you got to pay him, right?
What?
If you get him, you got to pay him. Otherwise, it's senseless
right.
to get him.
Maybe. I guess so.
What's going to happen tonight? Does Skeens face Judge? And how does Skeens do? I say he does, by hook or by crook, get to Judge, and he strikes him out. What?
Adam Schefter, just 3 minutes ago. Other teams have reached out and spoken to San Francisco, but they have been told the 49ers have no intention of trading disgruntled wide receiver Brandon Ayuk.
That's going to be a story worth monitoring.
Absolutely.
Jones and Skeens, what happens? I say they face each other, and it's a strikeout.
One hit is given up by Skeens. He faces Judge. He strikes him out.
Paul?
I think Skeens will face Judge, and Judge will strike out. I agree.
We'll talk about this tomorrow. Good night, City Limits.
I've never been to your show.
Good night, City Limits.
Good night, Joe. Hopefully it'll be a good night for Paul Skeens, starting for the National League, and we'll face Stephen Kwan, Gunnar Henderson, Juan Soto. If someone reaches, Aaron Judge of the Yankees. More at 93.7thefan.com. Game starts at 8. Headlines are powered by Bowser and Genesis of Monroeville, now open.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norse sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.